again.
Would you chance it all again?
You're listening to 91.5 WMFO Medford. Oh, these headphones sound so weird. I'll change them to my own later. Hello, my name is Jamie. This is not, I'm subbing right now. Just give me one sec. I'm subbing for Subjectively Objective, which is usually on, but the schedule is a Monday schedule today, so everything's kind of weird on campus. Speaking of weird on campus, what is the deal with this weather? What's the deal? Oh, I'm joined by my friend Alana. Alana, if you want to say hi. I'm just, my voice sounds so weird.
What's up? You can't hear me. Can you?
Yeah, I can hear you. Can you hear yourself?
No.
Turn up your volume in the cans using that silver switch thing. Yeah. What did you just hear? So I'm going to be subbing for the next hour, playing some tunes, playing a lot of new music, which I'm looking forward to. A lot of new stuff has been coming out this year. And, yeah, that was what you just heard. Tim Darcy, Tall Glass of Water, off of his newest and first solo album, Saturday Night, which just recently came out. That single's been out for a while. Tim Darcy, frontman of indie band Ought, which I'm a big fan of, put out his solo album, and I'm not a huge fan of the whole album. It's like super sad and weird and depressing, but not kind of the way I like it. But if you're into like weird, like Saturday Night implies a good time, and this album's most certainly not a good time. It's very pensive, and that song is—it's the first song in the album, but it's kind—and it was the lead single, so it's kind of off-putting. But it's a very—it's probably the most commercial song, which makes sense. Yeah, we're gonna get going with a bit more tunage here. Feel free to call in with any requests that you might have. 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. Let's see. Ooh, we got some new Future Islands. I'm excited to play this. 91.5.
Just where it goes.
been on time, baby, but that's never.
Oxygen on 91.5 WMFO Medford with Follow the Leader off their new album Hang, which came out this in 2017. It's pretty good if you like campy theaters. It's actually a great album if you're into theater music, but then you want to get into more like indie stuff because it's very campy but and theatrical, but it's like good. It's like a good album. It's pretty short too. For that, Real Estate with Darling, the first single off their new album coming out this year, called their new album In Mind, which comes out this year. I like Real Estate. All right, that song's really good. I like the keys. And then for that, Future Islands with Ran off of their new album coming out, The Far Field, coming out in 2017, which I am super excited for. Hey, Lon, you want to read a PSA?
Yes.
I didn't think this through. I saw Future Islands, I think, once in for Boston at Boston Calling. They're pretty good. That lead singer, Samuel T. Herring, he's quite the character on stage. He really likes to beat his chest a lot. Yeah.
Much like Jamie.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. When I'm on stage. How we looking?
I'm a little bit confused why there are no arts and events.
Oh, we don't do those anymore.
Well, that's really upsetting because those are really my two passions.
All right. Well, that one looks pretty good.
Birth control PSA?
I guess. I don't think I've ever read that one.
It's not much of a... Well, okay. Warning. Drinking alcoholic beverages before pregnancy can lead to pregnancy. But there are many different kinds of effective birth control available these days, and you can find out more about them by visiting bedsider.org. A public service announcement from WMFO in Medford, Tufts Educational Radio. A very good PSA.
You should do that for a living. You should...
You commenting on how I can't read?
You have a radio voice. No, that was a comment.
It's hard to tell with you.
See how many listeners we got. See if my Snapchat I sent off got any... got the word out. Nope. Hey, that's okay. It's probably because my music is not that good. Oh, well. More not good music on the way. Here's some Cloud Nothings.
Yeah. Animal Collective
on 91.5 WMFO Medford. If you're just tuning in, my name is Jamie and I'm subbing for
Subjectively Objective.
Thank you. Subjectively Objective. I've been playing some new tunage. Hope you've been enjoying it. You just heard Animal Collective with Jimmy Mac off of their new The Painters EP, which just came out. Sort of a follow-up to their album that came out last year called Painting With, which I don't like at all. Yeah, not really good. Not a fan. But this new EP is pretty good. So it's what Painting With should have been. Anyway, after that, or before that, Thundercat with Friend Zone off of Drunk, the newest single from his album Drunk, which is coming out this year. And then before that, Cloud Nothings with Things Were Right With You, which off their new album Life Without Sound, which came out like a month ago, and is their fourth album and is my favorite album of theirs. It is very good. I am a big fan. Yeah, that came out this year off of Wichita Recordings. See, you have any announcements on that? Anything that you want the listeners to know about before I continue? Before I forget,
I feel like this is a great opportunity.
Will that be the next song I play? It won't be. Don't worry. Anyway, yeah, what's up?
This is a great opportunity to say embarrassing things about you.
You could.
I know, there's just so many options, though.
Yeah, you could. I'll say that Skit Comedy Group and Major Decided is a show a week from tomorrow, so the 3rd, at 9:30 in Barnum 008. Major Decided Sketch Comedy has been dead for 20 years. It's going to be a really fantastic show. I'm looking forward to it. It's probably our best. Going to get a lot of ha. It's going to be a lot of ha-has and a lot of chuckles and a lot of gaffs, too. So come to that. And the week after that, there's a stand-up show, Comedy Blast Off, which will be in Barnum 008 as well. It's a couple comedy things. Also, Institute has a show
this Friday,
tomorrow night.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Also in Barnum 008, I think. Head on over to that. If you're at BU by any chance, Sketch Comedy Group, the Callbacks are having a little comedy festival show thing, that will host TFL Comedy and Major Undecided, as well. So that's at BU in the Psy Auditorium tomorrow night at, I don't know, 7? Probably. It's a long show.
I think 7:30, but
it's like
a
2-hour show.
Yeah.
It's very long. Yeah. Anything else?
That's about it.
Neat. Let's see. What do I have up next? Ooh. Some good music. I thought I'd just throw in one not new song just to shake things up a little bit. So, yeah. Hope you guys,
I'm not afraid to die.
There's no room for me to play now. Nowhere to take my way out. My organs are beating through. My ribcage open, my heart balloon. I've lost another one. I'm on the floor trying to dress my wounds. Address the fact it was mine to lose. I didn't try enough. And when I'm left without your love, it can feel like a lifetime, baby. And somewhere in the start, we had it all right. Sunshine and blue skies, yes, I'm cold. But now there's a darker blue. I'm bleeding and you don't care. The sun sinks and you're not there.
I know now.
with a song called So Tired off of their debut EP, Crumb. Tufts Band came out last year, but it's still pretty good. They've just released a new video for their song Bones, which is interesting, and they should be coming out with a new album soon because they've been recording, and I'm really excited to hear it. Definitely check them out if you're into what you just heard. It's called Crumb. They are from Tufts, and I hope they blow up because they really deserve it. They're really good. For that, Sampha with Timmy's Prayer off of his new album Process, which came out this year off of Young Turks. Great album. Definitely check it out if you're into neat R&B, experimental R&B. Before that, Women with Shaking Hand off of their album Women. Not a new song. Came out in 2008. They've since broken up. But good song. All right. I think I'm going to leave it there. I'm going to take off. I'm going to leave you guys with one more tune. Thank you so much for tuning in. My name is Jamie. This has been... What has it been? Anything to say before...
Subjectively objective.
Anything to say before we bounce?
That's it. Have a lovely afternoon.
Yeah, enjoy this weather. Sit on the lawn, if you'd like. I give you my permission. Yeah. Leave it with one more... How about one more Cloud Nothings tune? So my clock radio I set to WFO every morning, and you're not supposed to announce the name of the song and the artist before. It's like a kind of an antiquated rule, but like you're still not supposed to do it, and people always do it every single time. Like everyone I've listened to.
Why not do it?
Because back in the day, people would like record. They'd use tape. They'd record like radio shows with tape, and then like I guess record the song. And then have the song illegal and sell it illegally. It was just like the old-fashioned way of pirating music. So if you said both things before, you know what song it was, and you could record it.
Oh no! Everyone's gonna steal from WMFO radio.
I know.
Well, no.
Not anymore. I don't know. But I think it's like a rule, but like no one abides by it. I don't know. Maybe I'm just a stickler for the rules. Anyway, here's a song by Cloud Nothings. And you can check the WMFO website if you want to know the name of it, or you can just listen to their new album, Life Without Sound, which is out on Jaguar. I don't remember. No, Wichita. Okay, cool. All right, I have a show called We're Having Fun Sundays, 1 to 2 p.m. So tune into that if you're into more songs like this. Enjoy.
Hey, this is Amanda Palmer and the Grand Theft Orchestra, and you're listening to WMFO Mefud.
Don't do it alone. Don't say no, damn. I'm all about my Johnny Cage. If you're not bringing